You are now in the magnificent Radcliffe Square, which is enclosed by some of Oxford's most impressive landmarks. In the centre is the iconic round, sandy-coloured building, the Radcliffe Camera, or Radcam, as it's known locally. It's an image you'll find on many postcards of Oxford and stands out architecturally from the surrounding buildings. Its name comes from Dr. John Radcliffe, who left a bequest of £40,000 towards the building and the endowment of a new library, which would be, in the words of architect James Gibbs, a public building seen by all sorts of people who come to Oxford from different parts of the world. Made from local stone, the ground floor, which was originally open, is surmounted by a shallow dome. Upstairs is the library itself, made up of a singular, circular domed reading room surrounded by an arcade with massive piers. It has a reputation for being a very social space to study and is popular with undergraduates. Also on Radcliffe Square is the University Church of St Mary, with its magnificent Gothic spire dating from the early 14th century. You can climb the tower for a small fee, and the views of the Radcam are unbeatable. The church is visited by more people every year than any other parish church in Britain. It was around St Mary's that the infant university grew up. Examinations, which in the early days were largely oral, were carried out within the church. Students had to dispute and debate in the porch, and those seeking a divinity degree had to preach a Latin sermon. It was also here that a shameful moment in Oxford's history took place. Archbishop Cranmer was brought here for his final humiliation before being led to execution at the stake. We'll see the memorial to these dark events later in the tour. Also on the square is Brassnose College, where Prime Minister David Cameron studied, and All Souls College, whose lawn you can peep at through the large gates. It is on this lawn that every 100 years a strange custom takes place, known as the Mallard Hunt. It is claimed a mallard duck was found in an ancient drain during a dig into the college's foundations in the 15th century. To celebrate this, during the first year of each century, the fellows break from their dinner, pick up staves and torches, and march up around the grounds onto the roof in search of a mallard duck. They are headed by a Lord Mallard, who at the end of their fun produces a long stick with a dead duck spiked on the end of it and sings the Mallard song so that it echoes across the Oxford night. In June 2001, the Daily Telegraph duly reported that some of Oxford's most learned fellows had duly enacted the ritual after, quote, excessive eating and drinking. Have a good look around the square and then take Brassnose Lane just off the square that leads you towards Market Street, where you'll find our next stop.